Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi and Rav Yosef, as well as for a continued Fush Shlema for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today we begin the 8th parak of Ksubas, Hayisha Shenaflu, and we are up to Ksubas Daf Ayin Ches, and of course we're going to begin from the very top of the page. This parak discusses mostly the laws of Nichsei Malug. What are Nichsei Malug? Nichsei Malug are properties that the wife brings into the marriage. Now there's four times that she could get these properties. Either she gets the properties before she's engaged, while she's engaged, but before she's married, or while she's married. I guess really three, but then there's also the issue of only three times, but there's also the issue of does she sell them either when she gets them, or there's also the possibility that she got the property before she was married, but then sold them only once she's married. So you can get the property before you're engaged and sell them before you're engaged. Well, that's obviously nothing, but get the property before you're engaged, sell them after you're engaged, get the property while you're engaged, but before and sell them before you're married, or get the property while you're engaged and sell them after you're married, or get the property while you're married. So there's a number of different cases here, all of which the Mishnah and the Gemara are going to discuss. Good morning, Yisrael Moshe and John and Jeremy. I'm sorry. Yisrael Moshe, Jeremy, Mordechai, Avi, Dr. Johar, Avi Eliezer Dov, Gershon Eitan, and Tzvika. Thank you very much for joining. Here we go. Brand new Mishnah. We begin the 8th parak of Ksubas. Ha'isha shenaflu la nechasim ad shelo tis ares. Woman who got a Yerusha of property before she became engaged, and then she got engaged. So she sells them while she's engaged. Again, when we say engaged, we mean she had Erusin, she had Kesef Shtarabia. It's during the year between Kiddushin and Nisuin, not engaged in the modern day parlance. Rather, it means she actually had Kesef Shtarabia. Modim beishama yubesilal shemocheres v'nosenes v'kayam, that she's allowed to sell that property l'chadchila. You're going to see, gentlemen, in today's daf, there's going to be a difference between whether she's allowed to sell it l'chadchila, or it is a good sale b'dieved, but she's not allowed to sell it l'chadchila, or it might not even be a good sale b'dieved. There's three possibilities. She's allowed to sell it l'chadchila, she's not allowed l'chadchila, but b'dieved it is a good sale, or even b'dieved it's not a good sale. Three possibilities. So in this case, where she got the property before she was engaged, and now she got engaged, Beisham and Beisil both agree that even lechatchila, she is allowed to sell the property while she's engaged. Nafula mishenes arsa. However, if she first got the property when she got engaged, nafula mishenes arsa. Once she got engaged, and now she wants to sell them now, while she's engaged, before she gets married, that's different. Beishamai Omer Timkar. Beishamai says lechatchila she is allowed to sell them. Ubeis Hil Omer Lo Simkar lechatchila she should not sell them. Elu ve'elu modim shemachra v'nasna kayam. Good morning, Yitzchak. Both Beishamai and Beis Hil agree that if b'di'eved she sells them, then it works. So you got to try to keep all this in your head, which is not necessarily so simple.
Could you give it away, like to a relative or like as a present?
No, I think that's what it means here, Dr. Joe. Machra vinasna, whether she sells it or gives it, either way, makes no difference. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is going to throw in a monkey wrench here. Amru chachamim lefnei Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Yehuda said that the chacham said to Gamliel, Howel v'zacha be'isha lo yizke b'nechasim. What do you mean? He's going on this case over here. The case that we just said. So, why? He's asking, once we know that once the husband and wife are engaged, so the husband already has some ownership rights in his wife. They're married. He's got to divorce her. Right? So We're going to learn a little bit later on in the Mishnah that once they have Nisuin, then everyone agrees the husband's allowed to prevent her from selling them once there's Nisuin. So it should be the same thing by Erusin. What's the difference between Nisuin and Erusin? Right, the Mishnah just said there's a difference between Nisuin and Erusin. Okay, let's just review it one more time, the beginning of the Mishnah. If she got the property before she became engaged and sold it after she's engaged, everyone agrees, l'chatchila, she's allowed to sell it. But if the property she first got once she's engaged, that's a machlokas. Beis Shammai says she's allowed to sell. Beis Hillel says only b'di'evit. Only b'di'evit. If she sells them, if she got them once she's engaged, then she's selling them once she's engaged. That's a machlokas. Beis Shammai says she's still allowed to sell them l'chatchila, just like if she got them beforehand. Doesn't make a difference. And Beis Hillel says l'chatchila no b'di'evit, yes. So Rabbi Yehuda says, we know, we're going to learn later on in the Mishnah, that if she gets the property once she's fully married, then everyone agrees that she can't sell them. So shouldn't we say the same thing that over here when she's engaged? Amar lahem. So Rav Galil responded to the Chachamim. Alachadoshim anu boshim. Again, we're going to see in the Gemara exactly what he means here. Alachadoshim anu boshim. I can't even explain to you why the woman is not allowed to sell once there's Nisuin. I can't even explain to you why she can't sell. It's her property. She inherited it. Why can't she sell it? Alachadashim anuboshim. On the property that she gets while she's fully married, I'm embarrassed that I can't explain to you why the halacha is that she can't sell them. Elisha, you're asking me the stuff that she got when she's engaged? I don't even have a good explanation as to why she can't sell the stuff when she's fully married. Kalvachomer, I can't explain to you, it doesn't make sense to me why I don't have a smart to explain to you. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you. I think that she should not have rights, that she should be able to sell even the stuff when she's fully married. Kalvachomer, I think she should be able to sell when she's just engaged. So then the final din of the Mishnah, Naflula Mishen Nises, like we just said before, if she gets the property, right? So far we had a case, she got the property before she was engaged and sold them when she's engaged. Or she got the property when she was engaged and sold them when she's engaged. But now we're talking about where she got the property where she was Nisuin. Nafla Mishen Nises, Elu Ve'elu Modim, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, that even b'di'eved, she's not allowed to sell, and the husband can take, if she does sell, the husband can take it away from whoever she sold it to. The husband can take it away from anybody else. Now, the only case that it didn't say in the Mishnah, at least so far, that's the next case. So there's going to be a fourth case now. There's the fourth case. It says the Mishnah, Ad shelo nises v'nises. That's the case we haven't had yet. Let's say she inherited the property before Nisuin, but now she wants to sell it when there's Nisuin. So that's the case. Rabban Gamliel Omer imachra v'nasna kayam. B'diyevet, if she sold it, it works. But l'chatchila, she should not sell it. So, on this case also, Amr Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, Amr l'firam Gamliel, they asked against Ram Gamliel, why are you saying that b'di'evit it works? Ho v'zachim yishal yizkib ben achasim, why should it work? Amr lahem, al chadash mon aboshon, shtem agamlein ayishanim. What do you mean? It's once he's zaychen, the woman, right? Just like, if she got this property after Nisuin, we say, just like if she got this property after Nisuin, we say she cannot sell it even to the Eved. So how come if she got it before Nisuin and then she's selling it after she has Nisuin, how come in that case you're saying that it works? So Rav Gamliel says, very good question. I don't even agree with you after Nisuin. I hold even if she got it after Nisuin, she should be able to sell it to the Eved. So El Shatam Galin as Hayisham, you're now asking me about when she got it beforehand. So I disagree.
The case after she's married, she got it after she's married and sold it after she's married.
No. That's the third case, Dr. Joe. That's the third case. Take a look. Naflula mishenises. That's case number three. Case number four is ad shelo nises v'nises. She got it before Nisuin and then sold it after Nisuin.
So she got it before Erusin then?
No, she got it after Erusin, but before Nisuin. Again, Dr. Joe, let's review. I know it's a little complicated. There's four cases. There's four cases. Ready? One more time. She got it before Erusin and sold it after Erusin. She got it after Erusin and sold it after Erusin. She got it at Erusin and sold it by Nisuin, or she got it after Nisuin and sold it by Nisuin. There's four cases. The Mishnah went out of order. The Mishnah first in case three was she got it after Nisuin and sold it after Nisuin. In case four was she got it before Nisuin and sold it after Nisuin. Okay? Now, last case of the Mishnah. Now, this really is the last case. Rabbi Shimon, cholek bein nechasim lenechasim. Rabbi Shimon says it depends what kind of property we're talking about. Just after we thought we had the four cases straight, Rabbi Shimon says, Tzviki, you should have davened for today also. Rabbi Shimon was cholek bein nechasim lenechasim. Rabbi Shimon separated between different types of property. Nechasim hayiduim lebaal. If the husband knows about them, lo simkar. Those she can't sell. And the imachar v'nasta batel. Even by the evidence, if she sells them, it's no good. But she'ena midun labal. If the husband does not know about them, then lo simkar lechatchila, she shouldn't sell the imachar v'nasta kaya. But if she sold them, by the evidence, it does work. What does it mean he knows about them or doesn't know about them? The Gemara is going to have two explanations. Either pshuto kamashmo, either he knows about them or doesn't know about them. Others say it means karka versus metatlin. Karka, he knows about metatlin, he doesn't know about. So we'll wait for the Gemara.
This is after Nisuin. It's not
after the Nisuin?
Is this the whole case if she doesn't know, even if it's before Erusin?
Right. The Mishnah doesn't stipulate. The Mishnah doesn't stipulate.
After she sells them, either to the Eved or Bachila, does the proceeds belong to the husband? I mean, go to the husband?
We're talking about. The Gemara is going to talk about that, Yitzchak, but the Pashas, we're talking about the guf, not the peros. For sure, he eats the peros off of them,
right.
No matter where it is. The question is, it's the rights for after she dies. It's for the later rights. The peros right now, the husband for sure eats. The question is whether or not the guf hakarka belongs to her. Is she allowed to sell the guf? That's the simple pshat.
Well, my question was after she sells.
Right. I know your question.
Okay.
Yes. So again, Yitzchak, once she's fully married, the husband eats the peros.
Right.
So any sale that's clearly why once she's fully married, the husband could be mevatel the sale, because he gets to eat the fruit.
Yeah.
But the question is, everyone agrees to that. Once she's fully married, he mevatel. But then, if she got the field beforehand, so if she sold it beforehand, so he never got the rights to it in the first place.
Right.
But if he got it beforehand, and then he sold it, so again, Rabbi Gamliel says, b'diavad it works. So it sounds like that even though, since she got it beforehand, it sounds like she could sell it and he won't get to eat the pears. One second. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. That since she got it beforehand, even though she's selling it afterwards, she can sell it. And he won't get to eat the pears. But let's see in the Gemara. Let's see. It's a good question. Let's see in the Gemara. But again, Yitzchak. Clearly, if she inherited them after Nisuin, then everyone agrees he can move Atla because he has rights to that. He has rights, so she can't sell it at all. Okay. Says the Gemara. Maishna resha delo pligu, maishna sefer de pligu. So what's the difference where she got the property before she's engaged and sold it after she's engaged, there's no machlokas. She's allowed to sell the chachila. As opposed to if she got the field after she's engaged, there's a machlokas b'shames Hillel. B'shames says she's allowed to sell the chachila. Beis Hillel says only b'di'eved she's allowed to sell. It's interesting. Beis Shammai is more lenient than Beis Hillel, right? Usually we have Beis Hillel being more lenient. Here, Beis Shammai says she's allowed to sell. So what's the difference? Answers the Gemara. There's an obvious difference. Amri de Rabbi Yanai, Reisha bizchusa naflu. In the Reisha, at the time she got this field, she had nothing to do with him. So he has no connection to this field. It's totally hers. But Seifa, once she was married to him, meaning engaged, I'm just using the word engaged, Erisin, Seifa bizchusa naflu. No, maybe we could say that once they were married, he has rights to this field also. They're going to be married. He's going to be eating the peros. So maybe it's not so pashut that she could sell it. So according to Beis Hillel, at least his rights to the field at least prevent her from selling it lechatchila, even though b'di'evit, Beis Hillel agrees, b'di'evit, it will be a good sale.
Why can't you say the opposite? Because between Yerushalayim and the Suin, he says, I don't
want to marry you. So that's the logic of Beis Shammai. That's the svar of Beis Shammai. That's why Beis Shammai says, even l'chadchila, she's allowed to still sell it because he has no rights to it. No tiki, no washi. Till we're fully married, you have no rights to it. That's the logic of Beis Shammai. But the Gemara was asking, what Beis Shammai we had no problem with. We understand Beis Shammai's logic. But Beis Hillel, why does Beis Hillel change? How come if she got the property before Erisin, Beis Hillel says she's allowed to sell it, but once she's engaged, she can't sell. That was the problem. Ask the Gemara. Okay, let's go all the way. If he has rights to it, so how come Beis Hillel agrees that b'di'evit the sale is a good sale? Answer the Gemara. So Ella, Reisha, Vadai b'zchusa naflu. Right? Seifa, it's a suffix. Emer b'zchusa, in the Seifa, so they both have rights to it. Dr. Joe, on the one hand, they're not fully married yet, so she has rights. On the other hand, they're probably going to be married, so he has rights. So it's a suffix. We don't know. Since it's a suffix, we say, l'chadchila lo simkar. Imrach v'nasta kayam. L'chadchila, we say, don't do it. But if she does it, since it's a suffix, it works. Amar Yehuda. Amar l'fnei Gamliel. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said, the rabbi said to Rabbi Gamliel, how come the husband cannot be ma'akev even during Eirusin? But the Gemara is not sure. On which case were the Chachamim yelling at Rabbi Gamliel that the husband should have rights to block the sale? Ibailu. Which case? Rabbi Yehuda alechatchila o adi'evid? Was Rabbi Yehuda coming to say that just like the husband has rights to block the sale after Nisuin, everyone agrees. If the field falls to her after they're fully married, everyone agrees the husband can negate the sale because he's eating fruit off that stuff, he can negate the sale. So they said it should even apply to Erisin. But were they arguing Rabbi Yehuda against Beis Shammai, who said that even l'chadchila she's allowed to sell? Again, remember Beis Shammai said that if she inherited it before Erisin, right. Where did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have their argument? By Naflula Mishenis Arsa, right? She inherited it after Erisin, and she's selling it during Erisin. That case. That's what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue. Beis Shammai said, L'chadchila she could sell it, and Beis Hillel said she could sell it by the Eben. So the question is, which case was Rabbi Yehuda al-Chadchila or Adi-Evin? Were they arguing on Beis Shammai, who said l'chadchila you're allowed to sell it when she's engaged, or b'di'evin? Right? What did the rabbis tell Rabbi Gamliel? If the husband's allowed to prevent it after Nisuin, why can't the husband prevent it during Erisin? But the question was the argument on Beis Shammai's heter l'chadchila or Beis Hillel's heter b'di'evin? Says the Gemara, Toshma, I'll come and prove it to you. Toshma, the Sani went to the Baisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Lefei Rav Gamliel. Hoel Vizu Ishto. Vizu Ishto. A woman who has Nisuin is married, and a woman who has Erisin is still the husband's wife. Zu Michrabato. If she gets the property once she's fully married, Machra Batel, if she sells it as Batel, even with the Evid, Afzu Michra Batel. So to B'shas Eirsin, it should be no good even with the Evid. So you see that what the rabbis were asking about Leah was that on the B'di-Evid, how could Beis Hillel say B'di-Evid is a good sale? It shouldn't be good even B'di-Evid. You see from this line. You're right, I can't even explain why it's Batel even after Nisuin. So that's why I say, no, it makes good sense to me why it's not Batel by Erison. Shmamina, D'Evid, Kamar Shmamina. So I think it's clear from this discussion that the Chachamim who were yelling at Rabbi Leo, they were yelling about Beis Hillel. How could Beis Hillel say that B'di-Evid is a good sale? Even B'di-Evid shouldn't be a good sale, B'shas Eris. Says the Gemara, Tanya Ramachanir Ben Akavya. Now we have a Bryce that's going to disagree with that which we just said. Disagree. Tanya, where is the Bryce? Amu Rabbi Chanina Ben Akavya. Lo kach yeshivim Gamliel l'chachamim. No. This is not what Rabbi Gamliel answered the Chachamim. You have it wrong. The last price is wrong. Ella. No. He gave them a good answer. Kachi Shiva. This was the answer that Rabbi Gamliel answered the Chachamim when they said to him, if by a Nesua he could be Mevatel the sale, but also by Arusa. This is what he answered them. Lo, you can't compare Nisuin to Erusin. Ima Martin bin Nisua. I understand, Rabbi Gamliel said, why when a girl is fully married, the husband can be Mevatalit. She can bala zakai bin mitziyasu v'maisi adeva forest and dorea. By Nisuin, the husband is already zaycheh and a lot of things in the wife. So therefore, it stands to reason that he should be able to be mevatel the sale. Tomru barusa she'ein ba'alazake lo b'mitzias l'mazda lo b'afaras n'dara. By when the girl's engaged, the husband doesn't have the same rights. So what are you telling me? That just like by nesua he can be mevatel the sale, he should be mevatel the sale by arusa also? What are you talking about? Nesua and erusin have very different halachos. By nesua, the husband's zoicha everything of the wife. By Erisin, he's zoicha nothing. So it shouldn't be a raya that he should be able to be mevatel in Mecca. Amrulo. So the Chacham were mekabel, this Rav Gamliel said. Amrulo, Rebbe. Machrala ad shelo nises. Okay, very nice. I agree with you. Your logic makes sense if she sold it during Erisin. Nises ba'achakach. Machra mahu. But what about if she got the field during Erisin, but she didn't sell it until Nisuin? What's the halacha in that case? Amelu, afzu, mocheres nosenes v'kayim. Even that, it works for the Eved. So on that, amelu, ho v'zach sebisha lo yizkim v'nechasim. What do you mean? But now they're fully married. Amelahem, al chadashim v'neboshim, el shat m'gagam v'nes ha'yishonim. On that, he said to them, I don't even understand why the sale isn't good with the Eved after Nisuin. So you're asking me about Erisin. I don't think the Mecha should be Batel.
So is the Busha that he just thinks it shouldn't be like that?
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah, that's what it means. I don't know the answer. I don't know the reason. That's the Busha.
Is it a different case that we had this case in the Mishnah?
No, this is the case we had in the Mishnah, right? This is the case that we said in the Mishnah, Dr. Joe. That's the case we said. Ad shlo nises l'nises. Rabbi Gamliel said, b'di'evid it works. And that's what they asked him about. They said, you agree to me, Rabbi Gamliel, if she's fully married, that if the sale is batel, so how come she got it before Nisun and then she sold it after she's fully married? How come he said b'di'evet it does work? So on that case, he responded to them and said, no, I don't agree. I don't agree. I don't even know the reason why it's batel b'di'evet even after Nisun. Even though, right, even though in the last version, we said not that way. We said that that the husband, we understand why by Nisun he gave him b'vatlet because he's zoch and all the other things. Ah. So that's what the Mishnah is going to turn around and ask Dr. Joe. Says the Gemara. Now, let's remember. One second. The Braisa earlier had said that according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Braisa had said earlier. Right, which Braisa? The Braisa had said earlier, we had a Braisa earlier that Rabbi Gamliel had said. The Braisa had said earlier that Rabbi Gamliel had said that if the property falls to her before Nisuin and then she gets married, Rabbi Gamliel had said that she could sell it lechatchila. Ask the Gemara, v'hanan t'nan, but didn't the Mishnah say, ad shelo nises v'nises, Rabbi Gamliel omir machov v'nos l'kayim, only b'di'evet you could sell. So how come we learned in the Braisa before the Rabbi Gamliel seemed to say, even l'chatchila, she should be allowed to sell it if it fell to her before Nisuin? Amar Rav Zvid, you're right. The Mishnah, we have the wrong gears in the Mishnah. Tani, Rabbi Gamliel will say the text of the Mishnah should read, not b'di'evet it works, but mocheres v'nosenes v'kayim. According to that Braisa, Rabbi Gamliel actually holds that even l'chatchila you are allowed to sell stuff that fell to her when she's engaged, and then she only sold it after marriage. Rabbi Gamliel would hold that even l'chatchila you can sell it. That's one answer. Rav Papa Amar, lo kashin. No, it's not a steer. Ha, Rabbi Yehuda alibud Rabbi Gamliel. Ha, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya alibud Rabbi Gamliel. The Mishnah that says only b'di'evet Rabbi Gamliel says that she could sell it. That's Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Gamliel. But the Braisa that says that Rabbi Gamliel holds even lechatchila, she's allowed to sell it. That's Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya alibud Rabbi Gamliel. Right, that was the Braisa that said. Right, that Rabbi Chanin Makavi said, by Nisuin, the husband is a zaycha to all these things. But in Erisin, he's not. So therefore, she's even allowed to sell it lechatchila. Ask the Gemara, for Rabbi Chanin Makavi, kibbeis shamai. Ask the Gemara, how could Rabbi Chanin ben Akavya, within the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, holding like Beis Shammai, that l'chatchila you're allowed to sell it when she's engaged, says the Gemara. Hachi kamar, no, this is what he means. He disagrees. Hachi kamar, loy nech luk Beis Shammai v'sil abad avar zeh. Wow. So Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is disagreeing with the Mishnah's version of Beis Shammai. In the Mishnah it said that Beis Shammai held stuff that she got while she's engaged. And then she got fully married. Right? Rabbi Chanina, the Mishnah had said that Beis Shammai held that it only works b'di'evet, but Rabbi Gamliel says, no, I think that Beis Shammai still agree that even l'chatchila you can sell them. So therefore, according to this opinion, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is not disagreeing with Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai both agree. Yisrael and Beis Shammai both agree that if she gets it while she's engaged, and then she gets married, they both agree that she's even allowed to sell it l'chatchila. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel going the other direction. Again, we just had a number of opinions that hold that if she inherited while she's engaged, and then she has Nisuin, Rav Gamliel goes all the way in the other direction. So it's really three opinions about this. Again, if she inherits while she's engaged, and then she has Nisuin. So we just said that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, they say lechatchila she's allowed to sell it. Not only that, they say that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that lechatchila she could sell it. The simple pshat in the Mishnah was lechatchila she can't, but b'diavad she could. And now, according to third opinion, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Damar Tavayu, Bein Shenaflo Nechasim Atshlo Nesarsa, whether she inherited this before Erusin, Bein Shenaflo Nechasim Misha Nesarsa, or whether she inherited when she's engaged Veniseis, Habamotz Miyala Lekuchos, even b'diavad, the husband can prevent it, is the third opinion. Says the Gemara, Kiman is going like nobody. Dilo k'Rabbi Yehuda. This is not like Rabbi Yehuda within Rabbi Gamaliel's opinion, because Rabbi Yehuda said, b'diavad it works. Udilo k'Rachim and Akavya, who held even l'chadchila, she's allowed to sell it. Says the Gemara, inhu d'amri k'Rabbo Seinu. This is an opinion that we have not seen yet at all. Nobody said that if she got it while she's engaged, and then she got fully married, that even b'diavad it's not a good sale. Nobody said that. Who's that going like? That's like a Rabbo Seinu opinion. Inu d'amri k'Rabbo Seinu. The sign went to the Brisa, Rabbi Sinu Chazu Venimnu, Bein Shlaflo Achlo Nesares, Bein Shlaflo Misha Nesares. So whether she inherited this before Erison, or she inherited after Erison Vinises, and she sold it after Nisuin, Habal Motzi Miyada Lekuchos. So again, gentlemen, we have three opinions. If she inherited it during Erison and sold it after Nisuin, this Rabbi Sinu opinion, Rabbi Shmuel said, even b'diavad, it's no good. The first version of Rabbi Gamliel had said, even l'chadchila she can. Then we had a middle, the second version of Rabbi Gamliel, which was Rabbi Chanina ben Akavi, said, even l'chadchila she's allowed to sell it. Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Gamliel was, l'chadchila yes, b'diavad no. Now the last case, it's really the third case of the Mishnah, but the last case that we're speaking about, Misha Nises, Elu ve'elu modim, that even b'diavad it's not a good sale. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, if she inherited it after Nisuin, and she's selling it after Nisuin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the sale is null and void. Mishnah says, Elu ve'elu modim, says the Gemara, Lema tanina l'takonas usha, says the Gemara, it's a little bit strange, because we have a takana of Usha, which seems to be dealing with this issue, which is a much, much later takana. If the Mishnah already said this halacha, why do I need takanas Usha? We made a big deal, like the takanas Usha was much later in the times of the Amoraim. They made a takana. What do you mean? If it's a Beferish Mishnah, why do I need takanas Usha? Leima tanino na takanas Usha, dam Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, b'Usha hiskinu. Much later, the Amoraim say that in Usha, they made a letter on it. Ba'usha skinu ha'isha shemacher b'nichsei malug b'chayei bala. If the woman tries to sell the nichsei malug while the husband's alive, umesa, and then the woman dies, habal motzim yad al kuchos. The husband can go grab it away from the person she sold to. So doesn't this sound like it's saying that even b'diavad the sale doesn't work? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer. No, that's not the same thing, says the Gemara. Masnisin b'chayeha ulaperos. Rabbi Yitzchak, this is the Gemara here is addressing your question. The Mishnah is talking about while she's alive and even vis-a-vis the peros, which means, Rabbi Yitzchak, while they're fully married, since the husband eats the peros, so when we say the husband can be mevatelet, it means that not only can the husband say the guf he can't sell, but the peros he can't sell. The husband owns the peros, and therefore he can prevent her from selling the guf because he has a right to be mevatel the peros. I'm sorry, I said it a little bit wrong. Rabbi Yitzchak, it's addressing your question. That when it says here that the husband can negate the sale, in our Mishnah, it means bechayeha ulaperos. The husband can be mevatel the mecher in the sense that he gets to eat the peros off of it. But after she dies, the buyer would get it. It would go back there. However, takanas usha, Begufa shel kaka ulacha misa. The takana of Usha was that if the woman sells it while they're married, after she dies, the husband not only gets the peros while she's alive, but after she dies, the husband can be in Usha. They were misaking. The husband can go take the guf of the field out from the buyers. Now the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon cholek bein nechasim yiduim to nechasim ein yiduim. Says more elohin yiduim elohin she ein yiduim. Amar is Rabbi Chanina yiduim is mekarkei she ein yiduim metaltim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar no elu the elu is both karka and metaltim. You're doing it. Elu you're doing it. The elu ain't she ein yiduim. Call she husheves kan v'nafal chasim bedinas hayah. She's living with her husband here, and she gets a telegram that she got these nechasim in some faraway land. She got a Yerusha in a faraway land. Tanyan, mihach Elohein, and you're doing kol shiyoshev is kamen ofel nechasim in this hayah. So, and the husband doesn't know, literally he doesn't know that she got that Yerusha. That's what it means, that she's allowed to sell the stuff that he doesn't know about, but the stuff that he does know about, that's the ones that she can't sell. We will stop here and wish everyone a wonderful day.